You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you guys think if Don Kelly started the season as manager that they'd have a much better record than they do right now?
Yes.
Harry, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I agree with it too. So no matter how much he wins the rest of the way, Ben Cherington's job should not be saved, because Ben Cherington, whether it was his decision or not to move on from Derek Shelton, sure took full responsibility in that press release and then talked about it in his media availability, saying, I talked to Bob about this. I brought this up. So Ben took it upon himself to say he fired Derek Shelton. Why didn't this happen in the offseason?
Exactly. If you have the reins to do it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it after last season?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him any credit. And they're two games under 500 with Don Kelly, but I think anybody will argue, my God, this is a much better baseball team. A much better baseball team. They had only committed, I think, six errors since he took over in 20 games. Like, that's a pretty good number. They had the third best fielding percentage in Major League Baseball. You're not seeing guys run into each other in the outfield. That's a high bar to hurdle, but you're not seeing some of the fundamental errors. They're creeping up every now and again, but I feel like we were seeing them every
all
night.
All the time.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
You don't get much of that at all right now with Don Kelly's bunch, and he did a really bad job, I thought, managing the bullpen yesterday. But 10 and 12 compared to being 12 and 26, I think it's inarguable. If he was the guy from day one, I think they'd be playing much better baseball. So I'm not going to give Ben Cherington credit. In fact, and this is really what Mackey was arguing yesterday, if Cherington had made the decision, quote-unquote, to fire Shelton like 2 or 3 weeks before he did, you might be looking at a baseball team that's like 7 games under 500 right now instead of 14 and out of this thing.
Wouldn't Cherington always be in the position to get credit, though? Whether he did it at the end of the season. It's like, oh, he did it at the end of the season. They started off good, better with Don Kelly. Cherington made that decision. Whether they did it 2 weeks before that they already did. Oh, Cherington pulled the plug at the right time, and now they're playing better baseball. Or 2 weeks, or actually whenever it did happen, now they're playing better baseball. I feel like Cherrington's always going to get some credit.
I'm afraid that that's going to be the case.
It's always, no matter what the scenario was, he's going to get credit for something.
Wow. If it is true
with what he said, that he is the reason why. That he fired Shelton.
Yeah, you play 500 ball the rest of the way. If I'm him, I'm pounding my chest saying, I made the call.
I made it, yep.
I made the call, and look at the better baseball we played. We needed a spark, and I think his argument would be, you wouldn't have gotten the spark if Don started out the season. You needed to do it to change something up along the way in order for it to be a spark. I'm just not going to let him do that. Now, I have no say. I'm just going to spew things into a microphone. But Don Kelly, clearly to me, gets more out of his guys than Shelton did.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. And I think this organization, and this is inarguable at this point, needed some change coming into this year. They were a couple of games out of a wild card spot last year through 107 games, and it went to hell in a handbasket. Like, they were clearly good enough to be in the thing, and then they fell apart. I put that on the manager, and a head should have rolled last offseason, and maybe it should have been both. Maybe it should have been a package deal, but if Ben Charrington's the one who gets to make the decision, he should have made that decision earlier, because they might, I'm not saying that they'd be a team that's above 500 right now, because the roster is clearly flawed. That's why Charrington needs to go. But I think they'd be on the periphery of being in it. And all it takes then is a hot streak when Bubba Chandler comes up. Yep. And you probably call him up earlier. And maybe you are buyers at the deadline. 412-928-9370. Someone writes in, too much callous. Tell him to go back to losing elections. Hold up now. Harry didn't lose yet.
Nope.
Let's be factually accurate if we're going to criticize people.
Well, the glowing way you've talked about me through this whole election really makes people think that I won. Yeah.
I've apologized to you for today's comments, not for that.
You literally said who would vote for Callis, and I'm like, I might win.
All right, he got me there again.
I feel like you're in a win-win situation no matter what.
Yeah.
If it's come this close, you've really already won.
I just expected my friend to publicly support me and not ask why would Callis ever be trusted to lead.
Me?
Yes.
I did wear your shirt yesterday.
You consider him a friend?
Only a quarter of the time.
That's pretty good. Ask any of my other friends outside of work. They'd probably say it's lower than 25%.
Yeah, ask Tim Benz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.